This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Is it possible the former President Trump will face criminal charges after the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year? The AP's Julie Walker.
Members of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot say there's enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider a criminal indictment against former President Donald Trump for seeking to overturn the 2020 election. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says the DOJ should be investigating any credible allegation of criminal activity by Trump, and he thinks there is such evidence.
There are certain actions, parts of these different lines of effort to overturn the election, that I don't see evidence the Justice Department is investigating.
Trump has denied all wrongdoing. Audio courtesy ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Senate bargainers have reached a deal on a proposed gun safety measure, and many predict Congress will pass it. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The compromise would make juvenile records of gun buyers under age 21 available in background checks. It would offer money to states to implement red flag laws, making it easier to temporarily take guns from people considered potentially violent, and it would bolster school safety and mental health programs. Other steps include requiring more people who sell guns to obtain federal dealer's licenses, meaning they would have to conduct background checks of buyers.
The AP has seen federal records that show the FDA skipped thousands of routine inspections of baby formula plants in early 2020 because of the pandemic. The gap in baby formula plant inspections is getting new scrutiny from Congress after one Michigan factory had to be closed for contamination. Forecasters warning of dangerous heat across the nation's midsection. Gas is $5.01 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to the Tony Awards. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel's got this. Who won and who didn't?
An upstart Broadway production has beaten out more commercial fare for top prize at this year's Tony Awards.
And the Tony goes to A Strange Loop.
In the clash between musicals featuring Michael R. Jackson and Michael Jackson, the late pop star, it is the Broadway newcomer who prevails. A Strange Loop by Michael R. Jackson takes the Best New Musical Award at the Tony Awards, beating out commercial favorites like MJ and Mr. Saturday Night. Jackson's production is about a black gay man writing a show about a black gay man, and in life imitating art and imitating life again, just like the show's main character, Usher, Jackson in real life served as an usher at the Lion King. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.